I'm sure you noticed we are going through a unique moment of human history right now. I find this period incredibly insightful and sad at the same time. A very sad laboratory experiment with humans and viruses and systemic shit going on. So first, let me change the mood and move us away from sadness so we can get to work. Oh, that's better. My name is Camilla. You're listening to Cosmic Dynamics, 5 minutes of exploration on art, change, and the music of the universe. Yesterday, I had the chance to participate in a conference call with a group of NGOs from all around Europe. And we were mapping what has changed in the world over the last few weeks and what is likely to happen in terms of one, structural change, and two, behavior change. It was very thought-provoking and interesting. Looking at the notes from the call, I realized how much the world is changing right now, much more than I thought. A good part of the conversation was about the impulsive side of human behavior, what our most primitive impulses and drives lead to. You can think of the toilet paper rush and that kind of subconscious, irrational behavior. It seems that we can't properly handle the crisis scenario as a society if we don't understand the part of our psyche responsible for our primitive impulses. This part of our psyche was studied extensively by Freud in his famous psychoanalytic theory of personality. He called it the id, I-D, like the ids you find in the words idol or in idiot. See what I mean? My suggestion here is that there's no way around Freud's psychoanalytic theory, really. I'm a firm believer that studying the id, the ego, and the superego is studying the actual root causes of humanity's problems, including coronavirus. And it's a vast topic that we can explore together in the future, if you want to. For now, and to help illustrate and reflect on what the id does to humans and nature, I reached out to artist Toni Hamel, based in Canada. She's working extensively with this topic as an inspiration for her paintings, and she was kind enough to let me feature her work on the show. Thank you very much, Toni. It helped me make new connections, like art does. And I invite you all to check her series, The Land of the Id, and her more recent work as well. All links are in the notes. You will get a sense for what the id is all about, and you may very well get inspired to start studying Freud. The piece I picked for the cover of the show is called Like a Fish Out of Water. You can see it on the Cosmic website, on Instagram, or on Facebook. Like a fish out of water, because I don't think we humans are in our element right now. Or maybe we are, actually. What do you think?